Yeah, welcome to the Bible study.
Hi.
Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our Wednesday night Bible study where we are studying the Word of God. Amen. And so I'm going to ask Sister Latasha to open us up in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Father Amen. God, we come to you on today, oh God. Oh God, we come to you, Father, to hear a word from you on today, oh God. Oh God, help us to be hearers of the word on tonight, oh God. Oh God, we come to bless your holy name, oh God. Oh Father, I am grateful. We're all grateful unto
Hallelujah,
you that we can come,
Jesus.
Oh God, to worship and to receive a word from you, O God. O Father, cover each and every one that might call in, that's going to be on the phone line tonight, O God. Cover our friends and families, O God. And Father, we just thank you that we're able to come to receive a word on to you from you
Hallelujah.
Tonight, O God. And Father, we thank you, O God. O God, we come to you with humility, O God. Thanking you, worshiping you, oh God. And Father God, I thank you and I bless your holy name, oh God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory
amen.
To your name, oh God.
Praise God.
You,
praise
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Amen, beloved. Amen. Beloved, this is discipleship level one, and amen, we have 11 lessons, and this is a certificate course. The first lesson that we are studying, which we are in the middle of, is the Word of God. The second is faith and repentance. The third is water baptism. The fourth is the Godhead part one, and the fifth is the Godhead part two. Six is the promise of the Holy Ghost. Seven is speaking in tongues. Eight is the fruit of the Spirit. Nine is prayer. 10 is fasting. 11 is gathering together. Amen.
Amen.
And so this is discipleship one, and we are on the Word of God, beloved. And so some of the things that we did study, amen, is why is the Word important? Amen. We also looked at some facts about the Bible. We also saw that there was a breakdown in the Old Testament books to the five books of Moses, which is also known as the Torah or the Pentateuch, which is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. We saw the history books was Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. And there was five poetry books in the Old Testament, which is Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastics, and Song of Solomon. We saw that there was five major books, which was Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And we saw that there was 12 minor prophets, which was Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Beloved, we also... Amen, did a breakdown of the New Testament books, that the first four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are the Gospels, and that Matthew, Mark, Luke are the Synoptic Gospels, which means that they are similar. We had know that we have one history book in the New Testament, and that history book is Acts, amen, that tells us of the history of the church. We have 21 epistles. And most of these were Pauline epistles, but not all. And the epistles are letters to the church to tell us, to instruct us in righteousness and tell us how we ought to live this life in Christ. Some of these letters were rebukes, amen, and some of them was encouragement, edification, amen. Some of them were correction. And so we have Romans, that's an epistle, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1, 2, and 3 John, and Jude. Amen. And we have one revelation book or one prophetic book in the New Testament, and that is Revelations. Amen. And so, beloved, I believe that we also touched on how do we study the Bible. And I believe that where we're starting at now, we're going to start at section M where it says develop the habit of the word daily. Amen. We're developing the habit of the word daily. Amen. So let me just read that to you. The Bible is our spiritual daily bread. It is advisable to begin reading in the New Testament with the book of Acts, the Gospels, and then the epistles. From there, you can expand your reading schedule to include the entire Bible. And so normally when people ask me where should I start, I like to say the Gospel of John. But this lesson is saying start with the book of Acts because it is the history book in the New Testament. And then it said go to the Gospels because the Gospel portrays the life of Christ and Him as our Savior and salvation. And each Gospel is speaking to, I should say, a different audience. Amen. And then the epistles. From there, you can expand your reading schedule to include the entire Bible. There are numerous Bible reading programs that are structured to help you read through the entire Bible each year. For example, the Sunday School Division is one of them. Our Sunday School Division, we're going through the whole entire Bible every year. Amen. And so how do I study? Even the church app have a daily reading plan that you can also use. Amen. So how do I study the Bible? The word study as used in 2 Timothy 2:15 is the Greek word for spadeza, which means to give diligence, to labor, to make effort. Studying the word of God means more than just casually reading it. We are instructed to carefully examine and inspect it. True Bible study calls for discipline. Paul compliments the Bereans in Acts 17 because they diligently search the scriptures to discover God's truth. Amen. And so, beloved, we want to diligently search the scriptures, and we have to do this daily because it is our spiritual food. It is our daily bread. Amen. I'm going to read this poem to you. When you read the Bible through, I suppose I knew my Bible. Reading piecemeal, hit or miss, now a bit of John or Matthew, now a snatch of Genesis. Certain chapters of Isaiah, certain Psalms, the 12th of Romans, first of Proverbs. Yes, I thought I knew the word, but I found that thorough reading was a different thing to do, and the way was unfamiliar when I read the Bible through. You who like to play at Bible, dip and dabble here and there, just before you kneel a-weary and yawn through a hurried prayer. You who treat the crown of writing as you treat no other book, just a paragraph disjointed, just a cruel impatient look. Try a worthier procedure. Try a broad and steady view. You will kneel in very rapture when you read the Bible through. Amen. And so actually, I like that poem. Praise God. Amen. And that is reading the Bible through. Reading the Bible through. I'm going to read Acts 17 and 11. It says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. A casual reading of the Bible, reading a verse here and there, or skipping from thought to thought are poor study habits and will not produce much fruit or genuine knowledge of the Bible. We need to carefully and systematically study, scrutinize, and examine the scriptures. Amen. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 39 says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and that me is not myself, but it is Jesus. For the holy scriptures testify of Jesus. And so, beloved, we have to develop great study habits, and we need to know that we need to be studying And we need to know that we need to study. Amen. And so I want to go into studying the word is a commandment of God. Studying God's word is both a privilege and a duty. Amen. Listen, the understanding and the revelation that God's Spirit gives to us when we study how the word, how the Spirit makes this word life. Amen. That's why the Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. The Spirit makes the word life for us that believe on Christ. Amen. It is a privilege. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we take this privilege that has been given unto us, that has been afforded unto us, and we make it second nature. No, we need to keep it first nature. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Studying the word of God protects us from false doctrines. Scripture warns us that false prophets and false beliefs will threaten to corrupt and defile us. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to be careful. We have to be mindful to try every spirit by the Spirit. Amen. And the spirit that we are trying these spirits by is by the Holy Ghost. Amen. 2 Corinthians 11:3-4. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 through 4 says, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Amen. And so, beloved, I want to take our time on this scripture because I grew up under the Apostle William Brown, and he would say that they would say some strange things about the Christ. Amen. One day he did say that, amen, that no one should come preaching to us another Jesus. When he preached, he said that the Jesus that I preach is the same Jesus that Paul preached. Amen. And so, beloved, when people are talking about Jesus, you need to know that the Jesus that they are speaking of is not just a prophet, not just a good man. Amen. Because that's not how we know him. We know him as Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We know him as the incarnate Christ. We know him as God himself. Amen. The fullness of the Godhead dwelleth within him. We know him as our salvation, our deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We know that that there is no other name in which man can be saved but that name Jesus. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful because every time someone says that they believe their Savior or Jesus is their Savior, I remember I was listening to the Honorable, and I call him Honorable because he's a great man. Amen. Honorable Louis Farrakhan. Amen. But he needs to be a saved man if he's going to make it in. Amen. He needs to come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. And he was speaking, amen, concerning Jesus being his Savior. Amen. But he was trying to say that the Elijah Muhammad, amen, was Jesus. And I said, the devil is a lie. Amen. Praise God. Elijah Muhammad is in his grave, but Jesus' grave is empty. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful when they start switching and shifting. Why? Because they want to bewitch you. They want to pull you in. It sounds good, but you need to investigate. Amen. You got to study to show yourself approved unto God. I have a friend, amen, that I worked with that was Muslim, and I ran into him at the bank one day, and he began to tell me what Muslim meant, amen, and I really don't remember everything that he said, but he said, is this you? I said, yes. He said, then you Muslim. I said, hold it. Do you believe that Jesus is God? He said, no. I said, then I'm Christian, amen. See, beloved, you have to know what saved you, how you saved by faith in Christ, amen. You have to know that Jesus is God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Bible says in John 1 and 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in 14, it says the Word wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. That's Jesus. So before Jesus was born through the Mary, born through the Virgin Mary, he was the Word in eternity. Before there was any creation, he is the Word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And so we come to know him as our salvation and Savior and the manifestation of God as the incarnate Christ. Prior to that, he is the Word. He is Creator. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to know this for ourselves. We cannot be bewitched. We cannot be beguiled in these last and evil days. This scripture right here says, amen, that if they come preaching to you another Jesus that we have not preached and you believe, that you can receive a spirit of error, that you can receive the wrong spirit. That wrong spirit will be something diabolic. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we receive the spirit of adoption of son, the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because of our faith in Christ. Amen. When we receive that revelation that he is Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. That he is the incarnate Christ. When we receive that revelation in our faith in his death, burial, and resurrection in Jesus Christ, everyone that believes, the Bible says, shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We receive the helper, amen, to walk with us, to teach us, to direct us, to guide us, to lead us, amen. We receive the helper. We don't need a spirit of error leading us the wrong way, amen. And so, beloved, each and every one of us, we are responsible for working out our own soul salvation in fear and trembling. We can't blame the pastor. We can't blame our mother, our sisters, or our brothers. Once you believe God tells you to take up my yoke, for my yoke is easy, and he says, come and learn of me. We need to be in this word every day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So 2 Timothy 3:13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax, grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Amen. So not only are they deceiving, but they're also being deceived. Amen. Because remember, beloved, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. Listen. We don't have to deceive ourselves that we got something that we don't. Beloved, you want to be sure that you have it the way the Bible says that you should have it. Amen. With all the things that we have witnessed going on in this world today, you don't want to play church. You want to know that you are saved. When God rebukes me, I repent. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't need nobody to come and tell me it's time for you to repent.
Amen.
I don't care if he rebuked me personally and can't nobody see. He sees, so I repent. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Why? Because, listen, I'm trying to get to that ultimate goal. Amen. Listen, I want to love you all, have fellowship with you all, do the right thing with you all, but ultimately I'm just trying to make it in. Praise God. Amen. Ultimately, yes. I want to hear his voice when he step on that cloud, and I want to be changed in the twinkling of the eye if I'm still here. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be the one that if it's two in the field, I want to be the one that is snatched up. If it's two in the bed, I want to be the one that is snatched up. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, this is not the time to be playing church. Amen. We got to work out our own soul salvation. We have to know that we know that we know that we have him. Amen.
Amen.
And so 2 Timothy 4:3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Amen. And so, beloved, I like to tell you all the time, amen, apostles not preaching your business. Amen. If it's in the Bible, God is talking about you. It's not me. Respond to God. Amen. And that is if it is the word of God. Amen. If I say something that you do not like, beloved, it's all right. Amen. Before you get mad at me, search the scriptures. If it's in the scriptures, it's not me speaking to you, but it is God. Amen. Beloved, we want to show you how to respond to God. Amen. It's very important that you learn how to respond to God. When it's the word, when the prophet came and brought David the word of God, and it was a rebuke. David did not go back and forth with the prophet. David didn't do that. What did David do? David responded to God. Amen? Listen, beloved, it's time for us to grow up. Where God's word is, there his presence is also. Amen? Praise God. We are stewards of this word. We carry this word. We preach this word. Amen. Hallelujah. But this word that we preach is the word of God. Amen. So if you have a problem with it, amen, don't waste your time with me. I can't change it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't even got to talk to me, but if you get in his faith, amen. There was a time Pastor Steely Williams said something, and I didn't waste my time speaking to Pastor Steely Williams. I turned my face to God. I said, God, what do you mean by this? Amen. Hallelujah. And he would bring forth revelation. He would drop it in my spirit. Amen. And, beloved, you know when you have heard from God, because it's not in your mind, it's in your being. Amen. That word is in you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. For we need to know the difference. We want sound doctrine. Commentary is not doctrine. So you got to be careful, beloved. Amen. The Holy Scriptures is what doctrine is. Amen. Someone breaking down what the scripture means, that ain't doctrine. Everything has to be tried by the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to make sure that we take the scriptures alone as sound doctrine. Amen. Sometimes, amen, because we want to continue on in our way, many people will say to us, you judging me. You know, people that say that at times, I believe that they feel that way because they want to stay in their sin. The Bible tells us that men love their evil deeds, and so they don't like for their sins to be brought in the light. When things are being exposed, it's being brought in the light. But in the exposing of it isn't to shame you. The exposing of certain things, when God begins to expose things in our life, is to bring us into correction. It's to bring us into a different direction. Amen? Hallelujah. It's so that we are not devoured by the enemy. It's so that we don't take the wrong path. Amen? And so we got to know that this correction is love. Amen? I'm going to read D to you. Studying the word helps us to rightly divide. And rightly divide means to correctly interpret. Amen. We need to be able to correctly interpret this. I hear many people say, well, this is what the word means to me. I'm not interested in what you think the word means to you. What I want to know is, what is the revelation? We have to be able to correctly interpret the word of God. What is the Spirit saying? Why? Because the word of God is the word of truth. Amen. It's not a word of feeling. It's not a word of what we think or what we suppose. It's not a word to me. Like I said in the last lesson, amen, this ain't Burger King. You can't hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. You can't hold the revelation. You can't hold the sound doctrine. You can't hold the rebuke. You can't hold none of that, amen. You can't hold the sanctification. It's going to be God's way or no way. In the kingdom of God, you cannot have it your way, amen. When the Bible says study the word of God, he didn't say, please study my word, or do it when you want to, or do it when you have time. Do it after you don't work all day and you're tired. He said, no, study my word. It's a command. Amen. It's a command. God ain't asking us. He's telling us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so when we don't study it, we're in disobedience. Amen. If you just got cut, just say ouch. Amen. It's okay. Pruning is good. Amen. But what do? We repent and we turn. Lord, please forgive me, for I have not done my due diligence according to your word and study your word as you said. The word says that this is our daily bread. I have not read it or studied it or excavated it every day. Please forgive me, O God. I have sinned against thee. But I ask that you give me the grace that I need as I go forth by faith, because it is my heart to be able to study your word daily. Will you grace me? Will you change my desires and appetites, that I have a desire and appetite for your word daily? So just like the things that you want to do, that you get up and do, beloved, you got to get up and do this word. You got to get up and do this word. Amen? We all have choices. Amen? The term divide, as used in this passage, means to cut straight. Paul, possibly referring to his occupation as a tent maker, understood the necessity of good workmanship in cutting straight any material that was to be joined together. Amen. So we are commanded to rightly divide the word of truth. We must be very careful not to forth our own interpretation upon the scriptures. Amen? Hallelujah. We can't force our own interpretation upon the scriptures. Sometimes in our journey, the Holy Spirit is working with us, and we may believe something to be this, but when we get the fullness of the understanding, amen, when we get the fullness of it, amen, so sometimes people being in their journey, I don't interrupt their journey, but I care for God. Amen, hallelujah, because I know how the Holy Spirit deals with me. Sometimes my response to spiritual things initially may not always be a spiritual thought, amen. Sometimes I may first respond to it carnally, amen, but then the Holy Spirit begin to move and illuminate the eyes of my understanding. Amen, hallelujah, because remember, beloved, we are in time and we are in flesh, but we have to learn how not to walk in the flesh or walk as the world walks or walk carnally, amen. We got to remember to respond to things spiritually, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are commanded, okay, I did that. 2 Peter 3:16 says, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Amen. I got to read that again. As also in all his epistles, this is Peter, 2 Peter, right? Speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Amen. And so, beloved, we don't want to be the unlearned or the unstable. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says a man that is double-minded is unstable in all of his ways. Amen. They rest in the wrong thing. Beloved, I believe that it is very important for us to press to maturity. Amen. The word rest is from the Greek word strablu, which means to wrench or to twist or to dislocate, to pervert, to wrap or distort, okay? And so we don't want to distort or pervert the scriptures. Amen. We need a revelation. Amen. We need a revelation. Amen. And the revelation is something that is revealed by the Spirit of God, because only the Spirit of God can reveal the mind of God. Amen. We must note that resting or twisting scriptures from their true meaning will lead us to destruction. Did we get that, beloved? We don't want to be on a road of destruction, but if we rest, twist the scriptures, it will lead us to a road of destruction. Deuteronomy 4:2 says, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Amen. And sometimes I will say that I paraphrase. Amen. But, beloved, we want to go to these scriptures and we want to say it the way God say it, because sometimes you could change one word and it'll mean something different. Amen. Do not add, do not take away, give it to them straight. The Bible says that those that believe in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and that he resurrected, they shall be saved. That is how salvation is coming. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not coming through physical circumcision. There's no more circumcision of the genital areas. Upon your faith in Christ, circumcision is coming to your heart by the hand of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is doing this. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19. And, beloved, we almost finished this lesson. I did send out the whole lesson, and I did send out the homework. Beloved, we are going somewhere. Listen, God has been dealing with me concerning making disciples of men. Amen. Men and women. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, we ought to be disciples. The reason why I was fine with saying men is because in Christ there's no male, no female, no Greek, no Jew, no bond, no free. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we have to make disciples, and a disciple is one that is disciplined to live a life like Christ. And so this word study that we're having now is going to teach you how to reverence the word of God, how to have fear for the word of God. It's going to teach you why the word of God is important, amen. It's going to teach you why you ought to obey it, amen, hallelujah. And we need to know that. We need to know that, amen, because we can't treat this Holy Bible like any other book. We cannot. This Bible is, these words in this book is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, amen, hallelujah. And so Revelation 22:18, oh, penetrating and separating, right, bone and marrow, amen, and I believe it says something else. Let's pull up that scripture.
Hello? What happened?
I believe it kicked the apostle off.
Oh.
Yeah, she'll dial right back in.
Beloved, this is Apostle Roberts. Amen. I'm sorry. I thought I disconnected. I was disconnected. But it's okay. We're going to go to Hebrews 4:12. Because I don't want to paraphrase. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful. That word quick means living and active. And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit. So it could take away those soulish things in your spirit. Well, maybe your spirit is saved. Amen. But your soul is the seat of your emotions and your affections. Amen. And that thing could be manipulated. Amen. That thing must be transformed. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So sometimes we say we didn't intend that. God knows exactly what we intended. Amen. Because, amen, these scriptures, this word discerns the intent and the attitude of the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And your heart being your spirit. And your heart is a bag of words. Amen. What comes out of your mouth is in your heart, beloved. That's why we got to be mindful. What comes out of your mouth is in your heart. Amen. What comes out of your mouth is in your heart. Amen. Did I read this? For I testify unto every man that heareth. Okay, let me read Revelation 22:18 through 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Amen. And so there's certain things that I don't play with. Amen. You know, I was once asked by a young lady, she said, Apostle, you know, this is all I have. Do I pay my tithes or do I pay my car insurance? Amen. And I said, pay your tithes. I can only tell you what the word of God says. Amen. Hallelujah. If I believe that God is my source, amen, and that everything is coming from him, I'm going to give him what belongs to him first. Amen. Because I know the devourer is going to be rebuked and everything is going to be added unto me, right? And so when I told her that, and gave her the word, this young lady, she just looked at me, she paid her tithes, and she says, I don't know how God did it, amen. I think her insurance company called her and said that she had overpaid, and so she didn't have to pay this time. Look, beloved, listen, God has to be first. God has to be first. There's times when I am lagging and doing what I need to do, and I'm just using tithes as an example. This could be anything, amen. This could be anything. God wants to be first in every aspect of your life, amen. There's some of us, we are going through a season where God have us alone, and where the people that you used to lean on for certain things, is not readily available to you the way they used to be, amen. It seems that like there's like a severing of tie in some way, amen. That's because God wants you to lean on him. He wants to be first, amen. Even when Abraham had Isaac, amen, and he loved that Isaac, amen, God had him to sacrifice Isaac in obedience to his word, amen. Take Isaac up and offer him up as a sacrifice for me. Isaac was the lamb. Amen? And when Abraham was willing to do that, God said, now I know that you love me. Amen? Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we cannot be holding on to things so tightly. We cannot be dependent on other things so tightly. Sometimes we're looking for things in all the wrong places. Amen? The way to come to know love is to love God first. Amen. And through God and through you coming to know God and loving God, amen, you it will be a reflection back on you, and you will know how to love yourself, and you will know how to love others. Amen. And so what I was saying is that there's times when there's things coming down the pipeline that I don't know about, and I can hear the Holy Spirit tell me, pay your tithes. Like the other day, he said, pay your tithes. And there was something that was going on that I needed to be rectified. Amen. I said, let me just write out this check right now. Amen. And make a deposit through the app because, you know, the Holy Spirit has already warned me. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, you know, I believe this. If God give you a dollar and he can't trust you to give him a dime, amen. Hallelujah. How can he trust you to bless you with much if he can't trust you to give him back a dime out of your dollar? Amen, beloved. Amen. And so, listen, we're not going to change this word, whatever the word says. And an attempt did not start, amen, with the Levites in the law. That before there was any Levites, Abraham gave a tenth to Melchizedek. What I realize is that when you bless the high priest, he blesses you. Melchizedek rendered a blessing unto Abraham, and Abraham gave up that tenth. Jesus is a gift that keep on giving. He's always blessing us. The blessing of the Lord is yea and amen, and we cannot be his giving. Amen? Beloved, we are stewards over all that God give us, and we got to manage properly. But managing properly is giving him his just due, whatever it is, whether it's your time during the day. Amen? Don't spend all day with the world. Amen, hallelujah, and don't give God no time. As a matter of fact, you should give him the first fruits of your day. That breath that you're breathing is his breath.
Amen.
And if he call it back, your body's going to lay down then. The body ain't going to work without that breath. Amen, hallelujah. The body is not going to work without that breath. Praise God. Let him be first in your day. Amen. Let your worship, your praise, your the word of God, the prayer, amen, let it be the first fruit of your day. When you wake up, acknowledge him first. There's so many of us, we acknowledge so many other things first. We on Facebook first, we on Twitter first, we on Instagram first. Got to see what posted or whatever's going on. We jumping up, getting ready for work, taking care of the kids. No, pause, stay live. Lord, I thank you for another day. This is the day that you have made. Grace me to rejoice and be glad. Amen. Listen to a scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. If you feel like you're too tired to read it, amen. Listen, the church app, the Bible will read to you, praise God. Get that word in your spirit. You need this bread daily. Amen. This word is to nourish your spirit. Amen. Praise God. You are a spiritual being. You no longer just a living soul. That spirit needs to be nurtured. Amen. It needs to be fed. Praise God. And so, beloved, we want to be mindful of these things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The infilling of the Holy Ghost helps us understand God's word. How are we going to understand God's word? By way of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's the revealer of the deep secret things of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2:13 through 14 says, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So if the natural man cannot discern this spiritual thing, it is the spiritual man that is in you, amen, hallelujah, that is the discerner of the things of the Spirit, amen. The Holy Spirit ministers to our spirit, and our spirit ministers to our mind, amen. And the mind tells everything else what to do. Praise God. Amen. And so helpful tools for studying the Bible, beloved. This is about the end of the lesson. Amen. A study Bible, preferably the King James or the New King James Version, is a wise investment. Both the Thompson Chain Reference Bible and the Open Bible, many useful helps. Be aware that doctrine should be taken only from the actual text of the Bible. Do not, and not from commentaries you find printed in various Bibles. Amen. I have the Jimmy Swaggart expository. I love that Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. And there was commentary there, and I was reading it concerning the conversion of the Apostle Paul. The Holy Spirit must have had me read that thing 7-12 times. I'm telling you, and the Holy Spirit let me know, no, that commentary is not true. That commentary is not true. And when I kept reading, because this Bible is verse-by-verse commentated. When I read the scripture again, I said, my God. I said, Swaggart Errant. But it's not a big deal for me, because I said, Lord, thank you for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Beloved, the Holy Ghost ain't going to lead you wrong. Stick with the scripture. Sometimes the commentary does error. Amen? The Amplified Bible is a translation that gives expanded definition of every scripture in the Bible. And I like the Amplified, okay? I'm going to read you Acts 2:38 in King James Version, and then I'm going to read it to you in Amplified so that you can get an idea. I like the New Living Translation as well. And so, beloved, sometimes when we start out, we may like a version of the Bible that is more simplified. Amen. But we have to be careful, because you'll find Christmas and Easter in some of these Bibles, and Christmas and Easter got nothing to do with God. It is not doctrine. Amen. But in some of these new translations, because they're trying to have it to agree with what's going on in the world, amen, it makes it more readable. Amen. That's not what we want. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so that's why it's important that as you study, the Holy Spirit will grow you up where the thieves and the thousands does not seem to be so foreign to you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so King James Version, Acts 2:38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I love this scripture because the Holy Ghost is coming after you believe on the Christ. Amen. Acts 2:38 says, and Peter answered them, repent, change your views. Now, this is the Amplified. It's breaking it down. Repent, change your views, and purpose to accept the will of God in your inner selves instead of rejecting it. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. And so there's some people, they're baptized in all kind of names. Amen. The Bible does say baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But the only name that we know that the fullness of the Godhead dwell is Jesus. The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen, is Jesus. Beloved, you got to say the name. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you'll find that those that baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, who won't say the name, they are daughters and sons of Catholicism. Amen. Listen, we say that name. There's power in that name. People go Amen. Under in that name, and when they come up, sometimes they free. Sometimes they come up speaking in tongues. Say the name. The power is in the name. The name is a strong tower. Those that run to it shall be saved. Everything that we do it in the name of Jesus. When you're praying, whatever you ask in that name, and you do not waver, he said, I shall give it unto you. Amen?
Amen?
Say the name. If you've been baptized and you ain't been baptized in the name of Jesus, get rebaptized. I'm not playing with this thing. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is their name. Okay, let me go here. Okay, Christ for the forgiveness of and release from your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So when we believe on Christ, amen, when we repent and believe on Christ, we change our views. Amen, that the devil don't want you to change your mind. He don't care if you go to church. But if you change your mind, if you change your views, if you begin to live life another way, he has a problem with you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, beloved. And so C says, be careful not to rely upon paraphrased versions of the Bible. Paraphrased versions are not translations and contain significant man-made changes to the original text. And so, beloved, we want to be mindful of that. A Bible concordance enables you to look up individual words and find out which scriptures contain that word. Strong's exhaustive concordance also gives the literal Greek and Hebrew definition of every word in the Bible. A topical Bible, such as Knave's Topical Bible, groups scriptures in subject or topic categories. Amen? Listen, those of you that want a deeper study and you want to go out and you want to buy extra tools, amen, we're willing to help you if you're not sure of what tools to buy. And it's listed right here in this lesson that we sent out, okay? A Bible commentary can be used for background or historical information. However, be careful about accepting doctrinal statements from Bible commentaries as they contain the author's opinion, amen? Most Bibles and Bible reference books are available on computer software and apps for Bible devices. Many Bible tools, include Bible translations, are available for free on the Internet. Now, this is the conclusion of this lesson, the Word. When you send back in the homework, you can send it to info. No, don't send it to info. Send it at assignments. At cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. And those of you that can fax it, I can give you a number that you can fax it to, and I will receive it here in North Carolina. We are checking the homework because it is a certificate program, because we want to know that you understand what it is that you have been studying. All of the lessons are recorded. The three lessons that have come before this, they are on the YouTube. They are on the Podbean. They are on the Facebook. Amen? The Bible is the greatest tangible possession we can ever hold with our hands. And God's love letter, it is God's love letter written expressly to us. Amen? Beloved, sometimes we look for love in all the wrong places. But if you want divine love, if you want agape love, this word is God's love letter written to us. Amen? The Bible is an extraordinary miracle. It was miraculously inspired, miraculously created, amen, and it has been miraculously preserved for us today, amen. This book is the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and the decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff. Hey, hallelujah, glory God. The pilot's compass, the soldier's word, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's character. Here, paradise is restored, heaven opened, and the gates of hell disclosed. Christ is its grand subject. Our good is design, and the glory of God is in. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, prayerfully, meditatively, searchingly, devotionally, and study it constantly, preservingly and industriously. Read it through and through until it becomes part of your being and generates faith that will move mountains. It is a mine of wealth, the source of health, and a river of pleasure. It is given to you in this life, will be opened at the judgment, and will last forever. Follow its precepts, and it will lead you to Calvary, to the empty tomb, to a resurrected life in Christ, yes, and even to glory itself for eternity. Amen. Beloved, we have just studied the word. We have just studied the word. Amen. Hallelujah. We have just studied the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. This day we have moved in obedience. Amen. To making this word our daily bread. Beloved, amen. Take this thing seriously. Don't go through life haphazardly, taking everything by chance. Live it on purpose. Live it on purpose. Live it on purpose. Live it on purpose. Amen. And let that purpose be to bring glory to God's name. Amen. And so the first part of Discipleship 1 has been completed. This is that last lesson, amen, and on the word, I am looking for you all to send me in the homework assignment. I reiterate that if you did not get the written assignment or the homework assignment, amen, just reach out to me and I will make sure that you get it, amen? Amen. 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 Is there anything that you all want to share tonight, amen, concerning the word of God? Amen. What you have learned tonight concerning the word. Amen. We want to give you a moment to share. Amen. I see Sister Shirley is on. And so before we close out, she's going to do the altar call for us. Praise God. Amen. And the others that have not done the altar call yet, pay attention because we're going to be calling on you to do the altar call. One day you may have to lead someone to salvation. And so the reason why we let you do the altar call for you to get comfortable with doing so. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Sister Latasha, do you want to share what you received from the lesson tonight?
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes. I just wanted to say, what I received was basically when you read the word, it's very important to leave the word, to read the word as it is. And also that the more that we study the word, the more the word will be in us. So that was another thing that I understood. And the other thing was also try the spirit by the spirit. You know, the more, for me, the more you read, the more you start to get a chance to understand Jesus's voice and his, you know, because he is the word. So if I know the word, when someone is speaking, that spirit, I can automatically pick up on it. So I received that tonight. So I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for the word, and it is, and it's so. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for that share through Sister Latasha. Amen. And her share was very important. Amen. What she received is amazing. Amen. And so, Brother Darrell Golden, are you sharing tonight?
Yeah, so just a little bit that I got on here. First of all, I want to say praise everyone that came on and listened to Bible study tonight. You know, basically, you talked about commentary in the Bible, and you were saying that, you know, we need to watch the commentary section in the, and I guess when we start reading Bibles or places we go to study the Bible, because that can be one's opinion, not saying some when they get their opinion of the factual information, but just be careful on, you know, taking what they say as fact. And it's not factual all the time. You know,
Amen.
You know, that's the spirit to me moving them in their interpretation of God in the Bible. And also, you know, just me scrolling through what you sent out for homework. Also what I took from the lesson, the Word of God. Why the Bible is important. And it said here, although great men have exalted the importance of the Bible, it has not received its value from the praise of men.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is important because it's the pure, absolute word of God. So therefore, you know, I know studying is not easy, you know, in terms of, you know, what your time, your schedule is, but you have to implement that. And like you said, if you want to have a better relationship and get closer to God. So, you know, what I took from the short time I got here is be careful of what is given unto you through a messenger of God, and know for yourself through your study of the Bible, factual information. And, you know, the more you study, I think the more you're closer to God. It also strengthens you in your mind because, you know,
mm-hmm.
God is truly power. And even
Amen.
As I look at it in closing, they have some great quotes here from people. Like one of them is Abraham Lincoln said, I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through the book. So just things like that let you know it's not just us. You're not saying we didn't know that, but there's other people in high places. This is a former president that truly believed in the Bible and God, which also was
mm-hmm.
important at that time period when he was president on, you know, there was a civil war and Emancipation Proclamation that he had to make and to end slavery and some other things. So, you know, just to close, I want to say that, you know, even myself, I have to be more disciplined than ever to give some time on study so that way, you know, I can have more knowledge because the more knowledge you have, the better off you'll be in life. So that's what
mm-hmm.
I took from tonight's Bible study.
Amen, 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 amen. And that was good too, amen. And so, beloved, it's important that we get something. And now that you have the whole lesson, you can take your time, go through it, peruse it. Amen. Let God have his way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else sharing? Sister Shirley.
Yeah. What I learned tonight, as well as even from my own pastor, that it is imperative that we study God's word. Because
Amen.
The devil, he's subtle. He's subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's trying to do is he's not going to take our Bibles from us. But he's going to corrupt our Bibles.
That's right. That's right.
Different translations. So when you want to really study and you want to really get something from the Word of God, the root of your word is going to come from the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at other versions. Sometimes they may say a little something that it just don't sit back with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And even though it says the Holy Bible on the cover, something in there might not sit right with you. Why? Because now that word has been corrupted. And just like Apostle said with the studying, you know, and the commentaries, 9 times out of 10, it's that own person who's writing the commentary, it's their own opinion and what
mm-hmm.
they got. And you have to get your revelation from God, the revelation that you do have, and it will also be more of an understanding to you that you are able to receive, because all of us are not on the same level as far as reading and understanding what we read. Because as a kid, I used to have a problem with understanding what I read. That's why it took me so long to read stuff, because I used to have a problem with understanding what I read. So I may not be on the same level as you, so I have to keep reading. I might have to read a sentence 5 times before I actually get it, you know. And
right.
So learn how to read between lines, you know. We have to learn how to read between lines. Well, what kind of message is this person trying to get? You know,
mm-hmm.
this is what we all have to do. So if you have to read something over and over again just to get it, don't feel bad about that. Okay, it doesn't make you stupid. It doesn't make you slow. It doesn't make you any. It's just that some of us cannot get things on the first time we read it. And let me tell you this about reading the Bible. Every time you read it, you're going to get a different revelation.
That's right.
God has a message for you within his word. He has messages after message for us. And you may not see it the first time. You may not even see it the second time you read it. But that fourth and the fifth time, you're going to be like, what? Wait a minute. This is what he was saying too? So God's word is that's why it's a mystery to us. We're not going to understand everything that we read. But when you hunger and thirst after Christ, he will fill you with everything
Amen.
That you need. And when you study that word and you get in that word and you stay in that word, you're going to get
mm-hmm.
whatever you need from God. And that's all I have to say.
Amen, amen, amen. So we thank God for that encouragement as well. Amen, that we just really have to stay in the word. Amen, and get that encouragement. And that we have to be mindful, very, very mindful of, you know, commentary. Amen. And and we all may learn differently. I love that when God allowed the woman of God to add that we may learn differently, and in learning differently is okay, you know, but you just have to do what you need to do. Stay with it, you know, keep on studying, you know, whatever it takes, reading it over and over and over again. You know, those things are important because, you know, sometimes I have to read something or, you know, study it for a while, you know, before I can, you know, get it. And so that's fine. You know, it's fine that we have to do that. Is there anyone else? Minister Roberts, are you sharing tonight? Are you on? Is there anyone else sharing? Okay, if there's no one else sharing tonight, I'm going to ask that the woman of God just do the altar call, and I'm going to ask that Sister Latasha close us out in prayer.
Amen. Before we do the altar call, let me ask you something. On YouTube, what is your the name of your station, your channel?
Cornerstone Deliverance Church.
Oh, Deliverance. Okay.
Yeah, Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Yeah, and then what I can do is I can send out the YouTube channel to each one of you, so that you can subscribe to it, you know, if that would make it easier. Because I believe there's two different channels. One has like a green, like the green, what is it, logo. And the other one is like black and red. And so that's the one where, you know, normally everything is being uploaded and updated. Mm-hmm.
So
or you could download the church app.
On it. Is that yours too?
Yeah, both of them are ours.
On it.
Huh?
Which one is yours? The one with your picture on it?
Okay, what I'm going to do is for the YouTube channel, I'm gonna send it out. I'm going to go to the channel, and I'm going to send it out to everyone so that this way y'all would have it. Yeah, if you put in Cornerstone Deliverance Church, because I'm not sure what you're looking at. Deliverance.
It's a lot.
Let
of
me
them,
pull
but
it
I
up too.
Saw your picture on it. You got on your white.
You saw
hat.
My picture on one. Oh no, that's Robert Francis. That's Robert's A. Dot Pastor. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's we do upload stuff because what I realize is that the more stuff you upload, the more times you upload it, the better chance it has at being viewed. And so that's why we do it like that. But right now, Sister Shirley, I am sending you the link to the thing here. That's not you. This is you, Shirley, Sister Shirley Goodwin. And so I'm sending you the link to the channel. You have it. And I'm going to send it out to everybody. So Sister Latasha, do you have the channel already? To subscribe to it, the YouTube channel?
Yeah, I think I subscribed to them before.
Okay, and Brother Darryl Golden, do you have it?
No, I don't have it.
Okay, so I just sent it to you, too. And if you go to the church website, all of the Bible studies and stuff is there. The website has a page on it that says Bible studies and prayers. Everything is there.
I have it now. It came in my message.
Okay, just subscribe to it. And so what you do is you'll get an email every time something is newly released.
Okay.
Okay.
I do that right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the one I saw.
Yeah.
The one with this picture on it. That's the one I was looking at.
Oh, okay. Amen. Praise God.
But when I bring it up, that's not you. Oh, no, that's your sister. Okay. Okay, because there's a picture of your sister on it.
Okay. Or maybe because I did a little video of her.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is yours then. I'm going to subscribe to it now.
Okay.
All right.
Praise God. Is there any questions about anything before she do the, Sister Shirley do the altar call? Is there any questions? No? Okay. So, Sister Shirley, I release the line of you.
Okay. For those of you who are not saved, or if you are saved and you have fell, you want to get yourself right with God, just repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins that I have sinned against you. And come into my life, because I believe that you died for my sins. And if you do this for me, I will serve you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Sister Latasha, you going to close us out in prayer tonight?
Amen. Yes. Father God, I come to you on today, O God. Father God, asking you to cover each and every one of us, oh God. Father, cover us, the ones on the phone lines and those who couldn't call in on today, oh God. Oh Father, we thank you, Father, that we was able to sit and to receive the word, oh God. Father, bless us and protect us, oh God, from every hurt, harm, or danger, oh God. Oh God, we put our trust and our faith in you, and we lift you up on today, oh God. Father, I magnify you, O God. O God, we thank you today, O God, that you kept us up, O God, on today, O God.
Yes, God.
Father, bless us and keep us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. So, beloved, let us go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. And let us, you know, seek God. Let him be the first fruits of our day, beloved. Amen. And then seek him all throughout the day. Amen. So we love you, agape love. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord and be a witness. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love.